I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. Having received them from the House of Representatives, the Senate formally read the proposed amendments to the Constitution on August 25, 1789. They were not warmly received. Senator Ralph Izzard of South Carolina immediately moved that the Senate postpone consideration of amendments in favor of more pressing business and not take them up until the next session of Congress. Robert Morris of Pennsylvania spoke against the amendments, dismissing them as a fixation of James Madison's, brought about by his very narrow election victory to the House.
Poor Madison got so cursedly frightened in Virginia that I believe he has dreamed of amendments ever since.
But other senators, including Richard Henry Lee of Virginia, were more inclined to take up the House's proposal. Unlike the House of Representatives, Senate sessions were not open to the public, and so little record exists of Senate debate on the subject. What is known is that the Senate would spend the next 3 weeks in debate that would dramatically alter the work that James Madison had pushed through the House. Our Constitution has been amended 27 times since its inception, as political, cultural, and practical considerations have demanded. The same can be true for your commercial insurance. Before you renew a commercial policy, schedule a no-cost, no-obligation review with a Hibbs Hallmark commercial insurance professional. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.